Welcome back. It is The Drive with Jack. We are there, Sports Radio. We are at our beautiful Spotlight Production Studios, 105 West Allegan.
It's nice and cool.
What a great day.
Beautiful day. Great day to be alive in a great
state.
This is
one of the few days of the year where Tom Crawford and I agree weather-wise, it's perfect.
Low humidity, sunshine. In the state of Michigan, in the month of September, we're way above the average amount of sunny days versus everybody else. Do you know that?
It's beautiful. We are?
We are above. Yeah. High pressure systems, low humidity.
No, I heard the exact opposite.
No. So September? No, we're high. We're high sunny days. September.
In September.
September.
But year round.
Oh, not year. I'm talking about this month. And the thing of it is, people don't realize, like, everybody goes back to school. You know, they don't think it's beautiful weather out. I took the boat on, you know, this past week on Sunday.
Do you know what the temperature is right now?
Probably like 74.
78.
78.
Isn't that great?
That's perfect. I bet you the humidity is probably like 28%.
Yeah. Well, that has a lot to do with it, I think.
I feel as positive as John brought you.
I don't think that's possible, but want to welcome in Dr. John H. Braccio, renowned clinical psychologist, educational consultant, and Renaissance man. It is our Psychologically Speaking segment brought to you by DrJohnB.com. John, thank goodness that your place was spared, and unfortunately, so many others will be dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Irma for years to come in South Florida.
Nothing compared to what's happened to so many people in Florida, and we just hope everybody can come together as soon as they can. It's great to see people from Michigan even going down and helping, and from all over the country. So I think these tend to be the times that pull people together and get the good angels out, and I just think that's terrific, both in Texas and now in Florida. That's what we want.
How do you keep such a positive mindset? I know people who could have everything in the world going for them, and someone cuts them off in traffic, and they're in a funk for 2 weeks.
All I know is we only have now. Every minute is the end of our sand on earth, and if we don't enjoy it and find something to give us some pleasure, then that is a waste of time. And I still remember have the joy from the old Rose Bowl. That's still sticking with me. So, and I'm pretty happy with the way the team's going. I see what Izzo's up to. And, you know, overall, I can't complain. I'm sure Tom can't complain too much these days, too. So that's these are good. And the Lions, of all things, all of a sudden.
Well, that's not going to last. I mean, you know, I mean, we knew that
they
were going to win
the Giants Monday night.
That's not going to happen.
Okay.
They won't get 100 yards rushing.
Wow.
Maybe
they never do.
But listen, here's a way how you're happy in the now. I'm happy now because I'm envisioning Super Bowl and national championship, both from Michigan State and from the Lions. If I'm wrong, hey, it'll be a reality check. But for now, that's what I'm seeing, and it puts me in a good mood. Yeah, why not?
You know, Lions Tom, in the Super Bowl, man, he is on some kind of drug.
You know, Tom, I think it's interesting that Dr. John is still so excited about the Rose Bowl, and there are some Michigan
State
fans.
He better be, because it might be a
Rico Beard says, you know, that's okay, but should have been in the playoff, had to settle for the Rose Bowl. John, you would have rather been at the Rose Bowl than in the playoff.
I would have been. Remember, I'm older than you guys. Remember, you got to remember that Tom's dad was someone I worked for and knew fairly well, very well, actually. So I go back to a different generation, but I'm an old one of the old Big Ten when the big event in the whole league was to get one team out of the cold,
right,
get them off to California, to Pasadena. So I still have a mindset, a view, if you will, that goes back to there. And we went the 100th, and that was an exciting day. And I remember when Glenn Mason asked if anybody with green was still in the state of Michigan after that game. Yeah,
but you know what? You're right, John, because for people in the Midwest, I mean, the Rose Bowl was like magical because we're sitting in, you know, snow and we're looking on that, you know, at 5 o'clock on NBC at the time and eventually ABC, and there's this sunshine, San Gabriel Mountains. It was just something you couldn't relate to even through a TV screen. I think that's where that comes from, mm-hmm, as much as anything.
And that's why I think even with some of the bad things that have happened, you know, if you really think about it, Mark D'Antoni and his crew and players have brought incredible excitement over the past 10 years. Last year was a mulligan, a really tough year. But, hey, they're playing well. It's an exciting young team to watch, and I'm just having a great time. I just have to keep my shoes on so I don't fly away. I'm in such a good mood.
John, how many 3-9 seasons do you think a lot of people would be willing to put up with to have 1 year where it all works out and you win the Rose Bowl or you make it to the national championship?
Well, you know, it's hard to put an answer to that. First of all, I've been very happy and satisfied, and call it what you will, at the really large attendance for these first two games. I was really worried that folks, including the Oakland County folks around me, weren't going to come back, but everybody is back and kind of buoyant and in a good mood. I think 3-9 over a couple of years would be pretty devastating, but I think people realize that last year was just one of those negative perfect storms, you know, where everything hit simultaneously, and now it's a new year, it's a new day, and living in the now, the moment, hey, let's take it, let's enjoy it. And I really think 7-8 wins would be a very exciting year and something to look forward to when you see all these young players. It's really, you know, you look at the cornerback, you've got Scott there, you've got Stewart, you've got freshman, sophomore linemen in there, you've got Nowicki going, you've got the three-headed monster at running back.
Well, people look for hope.
Well,
and they see that, hey, they have two senior starters.
Right, but I think you're right, John. I mean, the weather was spectacular. That helped the attendance, too. Let's be realistic about that. I think that the Saturday night tilt with Notre Dame, if they win that game, man, they got the fans probably for the season or most of the duration, but if they drop that and they drop the Iowa game, then you're going back into that funk.
Right.
That some of the people in my neighborhood are going
to
start.
Then they'd have to beat Michigan to turn it around.
Yeah. And what if they drop the next three? I mean, that's when you really, I mean, there's that thing hanging out. I don't think that's going to happen, but that's looming out there where it could go south on you, John.
Well, that's true. But, Tom, that's like, what if we said if Michigan loses the next six games, then Harbaugh is going to be in a bad mood and so will all the fans.
Well, I think Michigan losing the next six games is a little bit less likely than Michigan State losing the next three games.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'm looking forward to seeing those running backs from the academy coming into Ann Arbor this week. Now, that'll be quite a
I know. You're just hoping and praying.
He's got his Air Force pennant. He's waving it right now. Hey, John, I want to talk about expectations and what people start with. We see in week one, the only thing greater than the overreaction in week two is week one, and people say, oh, the season's over. Oh, they're great. Oh, they're terrible. And now with Ohio State, people have already given up on the Buckeyes. Even though JT Barrett is leading the Big Ten in total offense, he's number two in passing. Suddenly, he can't quarterback any team. But what about the expectations and what programs like Michigan and Ohio State and Michigan State basketball have to deal with, where people expect perfection and then improvement?
Well, I think it's all part of reality. You know, as I've said, and this will get Tom mad, Michigan hasn't won a thing since 2004, but you wouldn't believe that. Ohio State, I will believe they're really bad when they run into a couple of these over a couple weeks. And Michigan really sputtered this past weekend. So, I mean, well, you know, you're a 35-point favorite. So at this point, at Michigan State, everybody thought, certainly some people thought they wouldn't even be able to get out on the field. So
that's what low expectations does for you, John. Wrap your arms around low expectations.
Can I tell you this? I've never felt better riding a cloud, Tom. You've got to worry. I don't right now. How does that sound?
That's great,
Michigan
man.
State football and Michigan basketball have that going for them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they can sneak up on you. Yeah. They can just lie in the weeds and midway
gravy.
Through the season.
Mashed potatoes, shift gears, corn, whole bit, baby.
There they go.
I love you, John.
John, thanks so much.
You,
appreciate it. Talk
bye
to you soon. Dr. John H. Braccio, Regional Psychological Services. Dr. John B.
He's not going to let me back on his couch after that comment of mine.
We'll be right back with Terry Denbo. We're going to talk about NCAA transfers, our at-issue hour. We may have Tom Izzo joining us from Cleveland at about 4:30. We'll be right back on The Drive with Jack.